it's not easy for everyone in Hawaii to make the switch to renewable energy. For those who rent, live in apartment buildings, or homes without a lot of direct sunlight, it's not always possible to invest in home solar energy. To help that segment of the population invest in renewables, Hawaii's power utilities are in the process of approving what's called community-based renewable energy projects. Now, this allows anyone to purchase a stake in a small utility solar development and offset their electricity bill. Two such projects are in the works for the island of Molokai. Emilia Nordhook is helping the community there design one of them. She gave HPR's Ryan Finnerty an update from her home in Kaanakakai.
Community-based renewable energy is a program that allows utility customers unable to site renewable distributed generation on their own property, whether they don't own their own property or they're renters, or there's some other, you know, resources that they don't have to be able to purchase the equipment. So this allows them to participate directly in offsite projects through a bill credit arrangement.
And how is this idea being used elsewhere in the world?
So in other places in the world, people are allowed to buy into, say, a solar farm or wind turbines or other types of like battery storage is now coming online as a big part of community power. So you pay a certain amount and then you will get either a credit on your bill for a certain amount, or in a lot of cases, like in Northern Europe, it's actually an investment and you get a rate of return for your investment.
So it's kind of like a co-op?
It's a little bit different than a co-op, but yeah, the general idea is that. So like Kauai, who's also the Kauai Cooperative, Energy Cooperative, is also participating in the CBRE. So I'm sure they're going to have some very interesting models coming forward as well.
And the Hawaii State Legislature passed a law regarding community-based renewable energy recently. Can you tell us a little bit about what it contains and how that program has unfolded so far?
Sure. So they actually passed it several years ago. It just took a little bit of time to get the players at the table to kind of decide like what the rules would look like. And then get the PUC to approve those rules. So right now we're looking at community-based renewable energy program, which we'll call the CBRE, has phase one and phase two. So we're now in phase one. Each island is allotted a certain amount of energy production for each phase. For phase one, Molokai was allotted 500 kilowatts. So that's been divided up. There are two developers doing two separate projects on Molokai. And so we are one of those developers doing the project for 250 kilowatts.
And what does your development consist of? What are you building?
The only thing we can build, phase one is very strict, that you can only do ground mounted solar. And so 250 kilowatts of ground-mounted solar is a pretty small project. It's less than 2 acres, and they'll be about 3 feet off the ground, and the solar panels will not be, right now, like there's some solar panels that can like tilt. These won't be tilted. They'll be mounted the way, you know, in the direction that best suits the full sun range. And so we have been working with a landowner, we're working on a lease arrangement, and we're moving forward with our application for the project.
How many homes approximately can 250 kilowatts power?
So it depends on how the community decides to divide that up. So we're looking at, like the average use on Molokai is between 300 kilowatt hours to 500 kilowatt hours. So one of the things the community needs to decide is like how many, like what block of energy, you know, each residential customer can purchase. So if we go with, let's say 300 blocks, then we'll be able to serve more than if we go with 500 Blacks. So I think it's going to be between, like, say, 60 and about 90-something families, depending on what the, you know, what the customer base decides they would like to go with. The community, the local community, will help make that decision.
And how has it been received by the community there on Molokai so far?
The community is very excited about it and cannot wait. Every time I talk to somebody, they're just like, and where do I sign up? And how much is it going to cost? And these are all things that we are currently, you know, working out as we, you know, negotiate the lease with the landowner. You know, we have to put the build, like the installation for the solar mount project out to bid. And then the most important thing is we need to have the community come to the table and talk about, you know, how they want this subscription process to work, because this is a very new process for Hawaii, and there's not a lot of information for Hawaii to how to make this, you know, equitable and easy to work with. So that's one of the reasons why we're having a community meeting this Saturday, March 30th, so that we can invite the Molokai community to come and understand how the subscription, so we call it the subscriber organization. So that'll be the organization that will be monitoring and also running the subscribers for over 22 years. So you have to remember, this is a long-term project. And so whoever the subscriber organization is, they have to make that commitment to running the project for 22 years.
Amelia, how do Molokai residents currently get their electricity?
Currently, we are fossil fuel based, and there's one centralized power plant in the middle of the island. And now there's quite a lot of rooftop solar. And so, you know, that's one of the concerns, is that, you know, people who are able to take advantage of getting the rooftop solar and the federal credits did so. So there's a lot, and it kind of adds to a little bit of the, you know, instability in the grid and the frequency. So we're really excited about phase two, because phase two will allow for battery storage.
And that was going to be my next question. So what would that consist of? So there wouldn't be any batteries incorporated into this initial development?
There's no batteries incorporated into the initial development in phase one for any of the islands. And, you know, we have, you know, MECO had some concerns, and to their credit, you know, had tried to see if there was a way that we could get a waiver for the two projects that are going forward here to have battery storage, because there's so much renewable energy online right now that a lot of times they curtail it, which means they just let it go. They can't use it during the day, because that's when you have your highest generation of renewable energy by solar, but your lowest usage. So there's a little bit of a mismatch there, right?
And MECO, the Maui Electric Company, how has your interaction been with the utility for Maui County throughout this process?
Maui Electric Company has been absolutely 100% supportive. They have given us information when we've asked for it. They've met with us. They understand that this is an important project to the Molokai community, because they've held all these meetings in the past 2 years, and, you know, they know that Molokai wants to be independent and wants to, you know, govern their own, you know, resources. And so they've been really supportive and really great. I can't actually thank them enough for everything that they've, you know, helped us just to get to this point.
All right, well, we will look forward to seeing those solar panels come online. Amelia Nordhook, thanks for your time today.
Right, thank you so much, Ryan.
Amelia Nordic is the president of Northern Light Studios, which is helping the community on Molokai design a community-based renewable energy project. Now, there's a public planning workshop tomorrow from 9 to noon at the Hawaiian Homelands Building in Kaanakukai. We'll have the RSVP information posted with this story at hawaiipublicradio.org.